Okay, thanks. I've called my talk something slightly different from in the programme. I've just talked about the EBC-TCG Oxford Overview. EBC-TCG is the Early Breast Cancer Trialists Collaborative Group. Early breast cancer is anything that's operable. And so we're talking mainly about adjuvant treatment. There aren't very many trials of one type of surgery versus another, unfortunately. There's some trials of breast-sparing surgery, breast-sparing procedures versus full mastectomy. But in general, I'll be talking about trials of adjuvant radiotherapy, adjuvant endocrine therapy, chemotherapy, because these are the things that have been randomized. Back in the 1980s, back in the 1970s, 1980s, when the treatments started to look interesting, the treatments other than surgery. Surgery's always been interesting. How many lives get saved by breast cancer medication and how many lives get saved by surgery? It's the surgeons that are saving the biggest number of lives. Don't make so much noise about it. But the trials were getting interesting, and yet there were so many different trials addressing much the same question, and we decided to try to get a collaboration between different trialists who'd addressed the same question. You know, I thought there must be at least 6 different tamoxifen trials in the world, so we'd get them to collaborate and see if we could get a clean answer. Actually, there's nearer to 100 tamoxifen trials in the world, but we have actually got them all to collaborate. And in the mid-80s, we got some answers, and just everybody decided that, okay, let's do this every 5 years. So every 5 years, more or less, they've just kept on collaborating. And the results, actually, they don't come out with me as a senior author. They come out authored by the group, always. So what have we got, and why do we need this? I mean, there's lots of things that you can do in medicine. You know perfectly well that they work, and you don't need to randomize to know that they work. And the answer is because very often when we're talking about medical treatments, differences between one medical treatment or another, things where people could reasonably be uncertain. To go back to the previous question, where there's uncertainty, generally there isn't a huge effect. Where there's uncertainty, the truth is either there's no material difference or that there's a moderate difference that's so small that it just looks boring and you look at it and say, is that it? Did you actually study 10,000 patients to identify that little difference? And these moderate differences, each separately boring, however, turned out to be additive. You know, slight improvements in local control, earlier diagnosis with screening, local control, better local control with improvements in radiotherapy techniques, you know, better at getting the breast, not so good at hitting the heart. Then the early chemotherapy regimens, then somewhat better chemotherapy regimens, the early endocrine regimens, then somewhat better regimens. And each of these improvements, okay, it's a small improvement, but they're additive. You can give better local control and chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. And so overall, you can reduce by more than half the risk, the probability that this woman is going to die from her breast cancer. And